This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2097, an excerpt from the book Super Quitter, Fail Your Way to Happiness by Rachel Voigt, and I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator. I read something to you every day, usually from blogs, but sometimes from books, like today. And speaking of today, it's Rosh Hashanah. Hope you're having a great one if you're listening in real time. Now, as I mentioned, I'm sharing a book excerpt today. I'll tell you about the author right after the reading, but for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. An excerpt from the book Super Quitter, Fail Your Way to Happiness by Rachel Voigt. It's Katie. In September 2020, I got a call from my friend, Sydney. Sydney and I have been friends since we were 15 years old. We remained close friends with six other girls that we went to high school with. So as I picked up the call, I thought, oh, gee golly whiz, what a pleasant surprise. I said, hey, Sid, what's going on? Sydney said, Rach, I have something to tell you. And before she could get another word out, I realized she was crying. I asked, Sydney, what's wrong? And she responded, it's Katie. I don't like to wait. I never really have. The fact that life is short was always a system that kept me moving. The system worked well over the years. It really did. Frankly, I had no intention of changing it. That is, until it broke right in front of me, broke right inside me. In September of 2020, I got a call from my friend Sydney. She called to relay the news that Katie, our friend, suddenly and unexpectedly passed away at 28 years old. I'll never forget not really knowing what to say. I tried to understand. The news blindsided me. As far as I knew, Katie was healthy. But what I learned is that she wasn't. Katie, 2 weeks before her passing, was diagnosed with a brain aneurysm after feeling odd pain in her head and throughout parts of her body. I asked Sydney questions like, what did the doctors do? When did this happen? What did they say? Why did she die? All Sydney could do was cry, and my questions didn't help. Right as we hung up the phone, my husband came over with my dog. He knew something was wrong. I think my dog did too. I looked at him in shock before attempting to explain what happened. Then the tears flooded my eyes, my face, but mostly my heart. Katie and I were similar. We were also pretty different. What brought us together was deeper than clothing styles or music preferences. What brought us together was our shared desire for not wanting to wait. Katie was a woman of massive intelligence. Katie traveled to India when we were in college. I remember thinking, how did she figure this out? To get there, live there, be there? Katie prioritized what mattered. She wanted to go, do, live, travel, learn, read, be alive. What brought Katie and I together is what broke inside of me when I heard she was gone. Because for the first time in a very long time, all I really wanted to do was wait. I wanted to wait for time to stop. I wanted to wait for this news to be fake. I wanted to wait for when I could feel something other than numb. I wanted to wait for a moment without tears. I wanted to wait for it to feel real. I wanted to wait for Katie to come back, to not be gone. But that's just it. She is. The only thing certain is that tomorrow is not. What is time? Time is fluid, always moving and never stops. Time is a commodity, like air, water, and food. But different from air, water, and food, time doesn't retain its own substance. It's substanceless. That's why it can't be sold. Processed air is sold, water is sold, food is sold. Time is not sold. What time is to us is an unsellable, substanceless commodity. But what we are to time are the keepers of its meaning. Time is not ours to value, time is ours to protect. Happiness is how we protect our time. Impact is how we waste nothing of anyone's time. Wait versus waste. At the time when COVID-19 took over, I was still living in New York City. 2 weeks before the world shut down, I still remember going to the gym with no mask. The news I watched from the elliptical was certainly alarming, but hard to follow. So I continued to burden my mind with the belief that it was nothing I needed to take seriously. Obviously, I was wrong. COVID-19 was and still is, as I write this, challenging. It brought uncomfortable and unfortunate circumstances. It took away freedoms and was constrictive. It has been considerably claustrophobic and, ironically, urgently sluggish. For the first time in my life, I was forced into an order that was unrecognizable. It was annoying, it sucked, and I complained many days too. However, it didn't take long for me to cherish what some would not embrace. I'll forever thank the wake-up call that COVID-19 was for me. COVID-19 is what helped me start Rachel Radio, my podcast. And it is with one question that made the decision so clear, attainable, and easy. The question I asked myself was, Rachel, what would you be doing today if you did not have a tomorrow? Negative waiting is wasting. Positive waiting is patience. There's a clear but hard to find difference between wasting time and patiently waiting. Patience is the sidekick that accompanies our greatest potential. We waste time if we are waiting on not our greatest self. We're patient if our greatest self waits on greatness in the presence of happiness. Here are questions to explore your greatness. What would you do to create joy for others that also creates joy for you? What would you do to serve a need that also serves your own? Which of your strengths would you openly share to positively impact forever? What could you do that's more of who you are while helping others be more of who they are too? Never-ending happiness is knowing that in order to get, we give. So make an impact and pursue the greatness, but let patience take you home. You just listened to an excerpt from the book, Super Quitter, Fail Your Way to Happiness by Rachel Voigt. Now, if you dread looking at your credit card statements, you are not alone. Debt can feel crippling, but Upstart can help you on your path to financial freedom. Upstart is the fast and easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan all online. Whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, over 500,000 people have used Upstart to get one fixed monthly payment. Upstart knows you're more than just your credit score and is expanding access to affordable credit. Unlike other lenders, Upstart considers your income and current employment to find you a smarter rate for your loan. With a 5-minute online rate check, you can see your rate upfront for loans between $1,000 to $50,000. You can receive funds as fast as one business day after accepting your loan. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/old. That's upstart.com/old. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/old. A big thank you to Rachel. She's the host of the Rachel Radio podcast, author of Super Quitter, obviously. That's the book you heard an excerpt from today. And she's an online educator, coach, and speaker in topics like manifestation, minimalism, and career fulfillment. A great fit for this show. Prior to being an entrepreneur, Rachel worked in various recruiting, training, and development, and sales roles in the financial services and real estate industries. Today, anything Rachel does, creates, and offers stems from one simple question. Are you doing what you want today if you didn't have a tomorrow? It's really an important question that I like to address from time to time. You can download Rachel's 6 free meditations and other free trainings at rachelradio.com. And Rachel is spelled R-A-C-H-E-L-E. And I'm going to quickly reread those last questions at the end so we can end the episode with those in mind as we continue our day. What would you do to create joy for others that also creates joy for you? What would you do to serve a need that also serves your own? Which of your strengths would you openly share to positively impact forever? And what could you do that's more of who you are while helping others be more of who they are too? Really important questions that can change your trajectory and for the better. I think questions like these are what help change what I do over time. So definitely consider them. Have a great day, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.